Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, The Lone Ranger, King of the Country, originally aired April 18th, 1938.
Fiery horse of the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Western territory of the United States produced many courageous characters, but none so picturesque and colorful as the masked rider of justice. With his great horse Silver, he fought the forces that threatened the peace of the West. And the people of seven states, even now, repeat the stirring tales of his career. Adventure waits on the trail ahead. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old fellow! Tonto's waiting for us in San Tuas County! We must hurry! Hi-yo, Silver!
As he rode past us, we heard the Lone Ranger say that he was riding to Santurce. Zeke Parsons was the most important man in the county. He owned the largest ranch. He had a general store in town where he made his headquarters. He had been elected both sheriff and postmaster. Most of the powers of the local government were in his hands, and there were few to question his authority. In our first scene, we find Zeke waiting on a customer in his store.
And will there be anything else, Miss Bowman?
Reckon that'll be about all for today, Zeke. Less than you can sell some decent trails for getting from here to Las Vegas.
Might even have them. Only what's anyone want to go to Las Vegas for?
My sister's there. And I want to tell you, Zeke Parsons, it's worth your life to try and get a buckboard through them mud holes.
Oh, just a second, Miss Bowman. Before you leave, I'll see if there's any mail for you. Now, wait a second. I got to get to the postmaster's desk. Keeps me on the jump attending so many jobs. Storekeep, postmaster, sheriff. Hey there! Deputy!
Yes, Zeke?
When you speak to me, call me sheriff.
Yes, sheriff.
Stick around now. I'll want to speak to you as soon as I finish being postmaster and see if there's any mail for Miss Bowman.
Maybe a letter for my sister.
Now, you stay right there, Ben. I want a meeting with you as soon as I'm done being postmaster. Now, let me see. B. Bowman. Here's where there'd be mail for you if there was any, but there ain't.
Shucks. You're just a darn old busybody, Zeke. You know blame well there wasn't no mail. You just like to show off all the jobs you hold.
Ain't no such a thing, Bess Bowman.
Even if there was mail on the morning stage, you wouldn't pass it out till you got through reading what it said. If you find a way to get that trail to Las Vegas fixed, you let me know.
Huh. Unappreciating old hen.
Oh, she's right about the trail, though, Zeke.
Deputy, there you go again, calling my first name.
You ain't being sheriff when you're behind the postmaster's desk.
All right, then. All right. Now I ain't behind it. Now I'm at the sheriff's desk, and you sit there. We're having an important meeting. Hold on, Ben. Sorry, Cal. The store's closed.
But I want...
Store's closed, I say. As storekeep, I ain't in. I'm sheriff now.
Well, drat you, hide your old windbag. When you get done being sheriff, ask the postmaster when the storekeeper will be back so as I can buy me some tobacco.
No, sheriff.
Yeah, now to get to business. I got a paper that I've got to sign. I've been studying up the laws around here, Ben, and found something that'll be a darn slick thing. I'll have some work for you to do.
Serving papers I get paid to serve?
Just so. I got to sign this paper. It's been waiting for my signing for the past 2 days.
What's the paper mean?
Well, Ben, you heard what Miss Bowman said about the trails and roads around here, didn't you?
Yeah, she's right.
There ain't a worse string of mud holes in the country than what's called road in Santuas County. They gotta be fixed.
That costs money. The county's blame near broke.
I know.
Sheriff, you find too blame many things for the county to spend money for, and his storekeeper, you sell the sheriff all the things he needs.
Ain't none of your affair. Now about this paper.
Yeah? What about it?
This here paper, Ben, will fix up all the roads in the county and fix them without the county spending any money.
Land sakes, Zeke,
Sheriff?
Sheriff, drat it. How'll paper fix up roads? It takes dirt and men to shovel it.
That's what this here paper will bring. You're going to serve this paper on all the able-bodied citizens in this county.
Yeah?
It's a thing called a writ. And it calls for all patriotic, able-bodied citizens in the county to work on them roads for no wages.
You mean you...
I mean I can make these here loafers around town work for the government and work for nothing.
Is it legal?
Sure it is. All signed and sealed and witnessed.
Yeah? Who done all that?
I did it. As postmaster and storekeep, I witnessed the paper that I drew up as sheriff. And if that ain't legal, I don't know what is.
And I get money for serving it?
That's right.
Maybe I'd best take along a gun, huh, Sheriff?
As sheriff, I'm taking my gun along to support you. I got a list of names from the postmaster, and we'll start out right now.
Who'll be the first?
Reckon the nearest one. Come on.
All right.
We'll drop in on Lige across the street there.
When do I get that money?
When the work's all done. There's Lige now. Lige Cummins!
Yeah? What are you after?
I want to talk to you a couple of minutes.
Yeah? What is? Postmaster or...
Sheriff! Can't you see my badge? My deputy has a paper to serve on you. Go on, Ben.
What's it mean? You know I can't read without my specs.
Shut up and listen. You can't read anyhow. Read it to him, deputy.
Yeah. It starts out in the name
of... Oh, never mind all that. That's just legal introduction. I'll tell you what it says. Lige Cummins, you're ordered to work on the county roads. You're to report to work at 5 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning.
You can't do that, Sheriff. I got my fields to watch.
I said my say. This here's a legal document, and I aim to stand by it. Read section 218, part 5 of the statutes of Santuas County.
What are you paying for the job?
This here's government work. It don't pay nothing.
No pay, and I don't work, Sheriff Parsons.
Now listen here to me. You're a decent law-abiding citizen with a wife and family, ain't you?
Yeah, but
you respect the demands of the law, don't you?
Yeah, sure thing.
All right, then. This paper's legal, and my deputy will back me in carrying it out. You show up for work or go to jail. If you resist arrest when we come to jail you, then you get legal lead where it won't do you no good. Come on, Ben. We got more calls to make.
Zeke soon had every able-bodied man in town working on the county roads. They protested, but the law clearly stated their labor could be demanded as a substitute for taxes. But Zeke was made overconfident by the success of his scheme and went still further. He used the men to improve his private property, and we see them now as they grade Zeke's private road.
I tell you, Sam, 'tain't right, that's all. We've been slaving for Zeke over a month now.
Can't I tell how long we worked by the blisters on my hands? I'm a hard-working man, but I never done such steady work as this.
We gotta do something about it.
What can we do? The jail's filled up right now with men that didn't feel like working.
I know. And if a man ain't the cash to pay for his grub while he's jailed, he don't eat.
Look at the road we're building. Fine as any road in the state, and it's private for Zeke Parsons.
Next thing we know, we'll be painting his house.
That's a good idea.
Huh? Oh, sakes alive, the sheriff.
Maybe you will paint my house for me. That shack could stand.
Now, look here, Sheriff. There's a limit to what you can do.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is. Maybe the law states that you can make us work on county work for no pay, but I am darned if it states you can make us work for you personal.
That's just how I feel.
Listen to me, you two smart mavericks. You're working at what you're told, savvy?
And what if we don't?
My deputy here...
Shucks, Ben can't do nothing.
All right, Lige. You really want to know what'll happen to you if you get hard to handle?
You can't jail me. The jail's filled up right now.
I won't need to jail you. All I'll have to do is write that brother of yours and tell him that you can support him if he comes here.
How'd you know my brother's wanting to come here?
Don't I see all the mail?
Read through the envelope, sir.
Sure. And I seen where he writ you and seen where you writ him and told him you was starving here like he was in St. Louis.
I will be if you don't let me get back to my own place and do some work.
You just keep right on working here.
Now, Zeke...
For you, Sam, how'd you like me to send word to Pecos that you're here?
Huh?
I seen where your pard there wrote and said the law still wanted you.
Reading my mail, too. Why, you ornery...
Now, just you two keep working like you're doing. The harder you work, the sooner you get to finish and go back to your own places. Ben, if any others get ready to rise up and defy the law, I got ways of handling them just like we handle these hombres.
Yes, sir.
One thing more we gotta do. I found out about some new men that come to town.
Doggone it, cuss Sam, he's got us where he wants us.
Ain't he, though?
I know what I'll do, doggone it. I'll find out if this is the law.
How?
I'll write the United States Marshal.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were camped not far from the town. Both the masked man and his Indian friend had learned of the conditions in San Luis County.
So you managed to get work with the others, Tonto?
Not easy.
How do the men feel?
Feller's plenty mad. Maybe make trouble soon.
That's what I was afraid of.
Some feller write government.
When did they write?
Put letter in mail sunup.
If the government doesn't put a stop to Sheriff Parsons' work, the men are likely to rebel and kill him.
Not right.
They'll see no other way to free themselves from slavery.
Sheriff got plenty money.
And these other poor men are hard-pressed to earn a living, yet they must neglect their own land to work on the sheriff's. Yet Kemosabe, Zeke Parsons does make a good sheriff.
Him good till him go loco.
Power, that's what has spoiled him.
Him want everyone like slave.
Power spoils so many good men, but perhaps the sheriff can still be saved.
What you do?
Those men, Tonto, are going to be paid for all the work they've done for Sheriff Parsons. You said there were several letters mailed to the government.
Isn't that right?
Those letters should be sent east on the stage at sundown.
Uh-huh.
Very well, Kemosabe. It's almost sundown.
What do?
Here, Silver. Get your horse.
Here, white fella.
Help me with the saddle. We're going to take a hand in county affairs.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to a place where the stagecoach must pass. Meanwhile in town, Zeke Parsons and his deputy Ben stood beside the stage while it was being loaded with its cargo of mail.
You got everything now. Good trip to you.
Thank you, Zeke. We won't have no trouble.
There now, Ben. I'm done being postmaster. I can be sheriff again.
Being sheriff pays right well these days, Zeke.
By the time I'm done, I'll have my ranch fixed up better than any place in the state.
You have trouble, though, Zeke. The boys are getting awful hard for me to handle.
Yeah? Well, I can handle them.
You can't handle them if they put six-gun lets, are you?
They wouldn't dare do that.
You don't know what they'll do. Of course, by going through the mail, you got something to hold over almost every man's head.
I'd call that downright good sense.
There's a lot of talk about them writing to the government about the way you're doing things around here.
Let them write.
But maybe you ain't right about the way you figured out the law.
And between the two of us, I ain't no right to work them on my own place. But what the government don't know won't hurt them. And none of the critters around here can read the law.
Stage is about to go.
So long, Sheriff. So long, Ben. So long. Get up, man.
Mail the East, including some letters from the men you're making slaves of.
Oh, no, there ain't, Ben.
What do you mean, there ain't?
You don't think I'd let them critters write to the government, do you?
You mean?
I mean, every doggone letter they put in the mail is still right here in town.
You didn't send them out?
Being postmaster as well as sheriff has a sight of advantages. Ben, I'm boss of this county. And I'm gonna stay so.
Yeah?
I'm gonna have every man in the county taking orders from me. I'm boss, you see. Top hand. I'm gonna be just like a king before I'm done.
Mm-hmm. The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.